there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
No, I'm not going to start and rip Kenley Jansen. The man's got a bad heart. I'm not going to do that. And plus, the Dodger game's not over yet, so we got live baseball action, which is surprisingly painful, actually. Not painless, painful, when there's a million walks, and this is supposed to be the savior, and he comes in, and the Cardinals have spies at Dodger Stadium. The cheating Cardinals have spies at Dodger Stadium. I'm convinced of it. They did it in Kershaw a couple years ago. They're a horrible franchise. Just a terrible franchise. And it's just despicable. But I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not. There's other stuff going on here. There's other stuff that we need to discuss, and I will get to that other stuff right now. And I happen to be multitasking. Now, I have the ability to do multiple things. I can go all over the place. I can go all over the place, including watch multiple games. I had the Red Sox game going, and I had Monday Night Football. I was flipping around to some other games as well. But this exhibition Monday Night Football. Like, if the Raven-Colts game, if I wasn't doing this show, let me be very clear. If I was not doing this show and a Raven-Colt exhibition game was in my backyard, I wouldn't go into my backyard to watch it. I would have no interest in going into my backyard to watch it. But it just so happened that I figured, well, hey, why not? Might as well check it out. So here we are. Let's check it out. So it's practice Monday Night Football. The Ravens and Colts get together. When they play a scrimmage, you throw out the records because it's practice football. Why not? You wouldn't watch. You know the drill. So the talk of the NFL. I have read so many heartfelt stories. So many heartfelt stories about Andrew Luck, the redemption story. You know why that is? Because every sports writing hack that takes a sports writing class, a journalism class in college, they learn the same story, right? This is the feel-good story. Oh, man, the redemption story. The guy that was left for dead, the injured athlete that comes back. It's Disney-esque. So we're two games in. Practice games to Andrew Luck coming back. And so I checked it out. I don't know if you watched. Maybe you didn't. Consider yourself lucky. You see what I did there? Lucky if you did not watch this particular game. So Andrew Luck was not only a quarterback, he was lousy. Lousy. How bad was Andrew Luck, you ask? I will tell you. Andrew Luck, he attempted 13 passes. He completed less than half of them. 6 of 13 for 50 yards, no touchdowns, and one interception in the second preseason game for the Horseshoes against the Ravens. So it was what Andrew Luck said after the game that I also wanted to get into, because Andrew Luck said he was very encouraged with that performance. All right, we have the all right, well, let's go to the audio tape, as Warner Wolf would say. Let's go to the audio tape. Let's listen here. Here's Andrew Luck discussing his performance. Again, a performance where he was 6 of 13 with no touchdowns, an interception, passed for 50 yards, and was sloppy, was shaky, was on the ropes, did look like a second-rate, third-rate quarterback. Let's hear Andrew Luck, though.
I don't think it's very complicated. It is, you know, pretty simple, and we've got some stuff to work on. I mean, we know we do, which is exciting. I mean, it's a fun team. It's a young team. I looked around today and realized, like, man, you know, there are certainly some really solid veteran pieces, but we're a young team. For us, it takes being out there and doing and messing up and learning from it and going out again and doing it a little better. So I'm very, very encouraged, both, one, by how I feel. I feel great, which is, it makes me happy, but then, and two, the attitude of the guys and then going out and playing football.
He's got to have one of the five most awkward voices in the NFL, doesn't he? Yeah, he sounds, well, Coop's going caveman. I would go kind of like oversized Hollywood, like cartoon character, kind of oversized bad guy. You know what I mean? Or that beginning of, can we just play the beginning of that? Play that again, Roberto. Let's just hear, listen to this. You listen to how awkward the beginning of this is. This is Andrew. This is an NFL quarterback. And according to the stuff I read on the internet, this is like the end-all, be-all. This is going to be, you know, touchdown Jesus for the Colts this year. Listen.
I don't think it's very complicated. It is, you know, pretty simple. And we've got some stuff to work on. I mean, we know we do, which is exciting. I mean, it's a fun team. It's a young team.
All right. Yes, that's great. All right, well, you heard that soundbite there. Very encouraged to Andrew Luck despite a pathetic outing. So should Andrew Luck be encouraged? Should he be very encouraged? Well, based on what I saw, the answer is absolutely not. In fact, if you want to be objective and not be a houseman for the Colts and look at this objectively, Luck's played two exhibition games now. And we heard how Grady looked in practice, and one of these shills for the state-run NFL media was saying he's the greatest he's ever looked. Man, oh, man, Andrew Luck was so amazing, throwing darts all over practice. Well, the fact that he sucked in a couple of exhibition games, I guess that's inconvenient. But I'm going to put the Maller level of concern at an 8, even though Andrew Luck just said in a goofy, dorky way that he's very encouraged. He's very encouraged. So my viewpoint on this, you've got Pop Warner, excuse-making, and rust or reality. All right, we got those things, and we'll mix all this together. Now, the first thing here, Andrew Luck, back when people thought he was good, I was never impressed – And I'm still not impressed. It has nothing to do with his voice. I'm not impressed with Andrew Luck. I know he's very concerned about the overnight guy at Fox not being happy with him, but I'm not. And that showed against Baltimore here. The Andrew Luck that I saw reminded me a lot of the old Andrew Luck. I wasn't like, oh, he needs to work out some kinks here. That kind of reminded me of the guy I remember playing for the Indianapolis Colts back when he used to play football. He tossed a humiliating red zone interception on the first series on a third down pass play. He attempted to force the ball into Jack Doyle, who sounds like he should be a golfer, the tight end for the Colts. It was a Pop Warner level mistake. And the Colts, to their credit or to their dismay, have been very patient with Andrew Luck. But you got to think somewhere deep down, they won't admit this. No one ever admits this. But deep down, you'd have to think that there was a mix of heartburn and anxiety watching that performance. I've never sipped the Kool-Aid, not yet. Maybe I will someday, but I've not sipped the Kool-Aid yet for Andrew Luck. And I look at the success he has had in the NFL, the very brief success that he had, as a product of beating up on terrible teams. And when playing better opponents, the Andrew Luck that I remember is someone that was shaky. Not that the Ravens are a good team, and not that you should take too much away from an exhibition game, but the second point here, you would assume that Andrew Luck would have success against teams that aren't trying to fool him. This is not an episode of Fool Us. This is vanilla defenses. It's practice football. There's no game planning involved, and yet the results have been less than spectacular. Now, two exhibition games in, the combined stats of Andrew Luck after two exhibition games, he's completed 45% of his passes, 114 yards. He's averaging 5.1 yards per attempt. No touchdowns. He's got the one interception. The passer rating of 42.6. Again, this is against generic defenses. And because the expectation level's high, even though Andrew Luck said in a dorky, goofy way that he's very encouraged, we should also point out that the people around Andrew Luck, the people around the Indianapolis Colts, the people that are building up the mythology, the legend of Andrew Luck, those people are selling the fact that, hey, hold on a sec, this is not a big deal, right? That led to a bunch of excuse-making. Like that Andrew Luck cannot possibly be bad. He couldn't have had a couple of games where he didn't play well. It's never his fault. It's never the star quarterback's fault. It's got to be someone else's fault. So the Andrew Luck sycophants have already circled the wagons in practice football. Right? The excuse-making is an art form here. In this game, they blamed the receivers and the offensive line. The yabut crowd. Yabut, 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 yabut. Yabut crowd checked in. And the yabut crowd said, well, yeah, but Andrew Luck didn't have T.Y. Hilton. He was out with a shoulder injury. That's true. And yeah, but he didn't have a starting left tackle. Anthony Costanzo, who was out with a hamstring injury. Yeah, that's true. Let me get my little violin out. All right, the final point here, the Colts are fully invested in Andrew Luck. Right? They could have traded him. There were teams that would have traded something of value to get Andrew Luck. The Colts decided not to. They believe, whether it's Jim Irsay, I don't know which Jim Irsay it is. Maybe it's the clear-minded Jim Irsay. Maybe it's the Jim Irsay from the pharmaceuticals. I don't know. But Jim Irsay and the Colts believe that he is the second coming, Andrew Luck, that they are going to get a top-five quarterback in the NFL, and it's just going to be marvelous. It's going to be amazing watching Andrew Luck play. And I've seen no evidence to think that that is going to be the case for the Colts, right? They're going to play the waiting game here, and they're going to be the old thing. Kick the can down the road, right? Just give us more time. He'll be fine. Right? He'll be fine. It's the old rust. Is this rust, or is this the reality? Right? Those numbers are ugly, and I know the yeah, but it's only practice football. I get it. I understand. But that should help you, I would think, right, that you're not going against someone that's trying to confuse you. This is not someone that's trying to pull the fast one on you and disguise what they're doing on defense. They're right in your face. There's no veneer of trying to deceive you. They're playing straight-up defense, and yet Andrew Luck, in two exhibition games, has a quarterback rating of 42.6 and has completed 45% of his passes. All right, so Ben Maller Show on Fox. On Fox, we say hello now to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Garcia, right over there hanging out.
Did you have a good National Radio Day? I know you were busy today on the radio. Is that how you celebrated this big holiday in our country?
Yeah, I did radio to celebrate National Radio Day. And I learned that the Red Sox fans are very upset with Alex Cora because he took Rick Porcello out. He didn't take Porcello out and go to a bullpen, which has been ripped apart, and left Porcello in. And then Porcello gave up the go-ahead home run to the Indians. And so people are calling for Cora's head. Of course, the Red Sox are 50 games above 500, but that's, you know, it seems like a reasonable
thing,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of teams would not want to be in the Red Sox shoes right now.
So I got an amazing story for you. So I came in here to the Fox Sports Radio studios like I normally do. I parked my car, I walked in here. Yeah. And now normally when I see things on the ground, I don't pick them up. I do not pick them up.
Was this in the parking lot or in the building?
No, it was in it was right outside our entrance. Okay. I can't say where, but it's a secret entrance. We come in.
Yeah.
Only talker hosts are allowed to enter there.
A special pass to get in.
Yes. You've got to be in the fraternity, in the brotherhood to get in there. So I'm stopped there and I see something on the ground. I'm like, well, wait a minute, what is that? And I very rarely ever do this. It wasn't money. It didn't look like money. So I was like, okay. But I picked it up. And it was something that that I think you're familiar with. I think Roberto's familiar with. I think Koopaloop knows about this as well. And it was very odd that I would find this like right outside our building. What do you think I found here, Eddie? That's something that we all are familiar with. What do you think?
The first thing that popped in my mind were the giant cockroaches that we sometimes see scurrying around.
Now, that is a good one. That is a good one. This
The other day, I told you about this. One was heading towards the door, and I said, "Coop, let that guy out." And he opened the door and it walked out.
That's nice. That's cockroach courtesy. Yeah, is what that is. Yeah. You should be. These are our neighbors. These are our brothers and sister cockroaches. Now, don't cockroaches just change their sex depending on what they need, right? Aren't they able to do that? I think they are. I read that somewhere.
No,
am I wrong? No?
No idea.
They can't go from men to women or women to men. They can't do that?
No idea.
I did not know that about the cockroach.
Maybe not. Maybe I made that
I really don't want to know too much about them, but okay.
Now, I don't mind the cockroach, the crawling cockroach, but I was in Hawaii years ago.
Oh, yes, the flying
one. Oh, my God. I thought it was hell. I thought, my God. It
did
was
you scream like a girl?
The Bible is right. I mean, this is death. We're going to die. That thing was flying around. You try to hit it. It's crawling on the floor, and it flies up to the ceiling. You're like, oh, my God.
Right,
cockroach?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cockroaches fly.
Some
they have wings,
do,
yeah.
So you didn't – it was not a cockroach.
It was not a cockroach.
Picked up.
It was
all
not
right.
a
right.
cockroach. It was not a living thing.
I'm glad.
It was not a living thing. But it's something you're familiar with. It. You're very
key card.
Roberto's going with a key card. Now, what is now, Eddie? You think it's a key card? You think it's a key card?
It could be because that's where you have to swipe it to get in. Maybe they dropped it or something. Someone
That is great. Now, whose key card do you think it is? Now, there's a lot of people that work here at the company. The Steve Harvey Show is right across the hall from us. We have a lot of talented talk shows that come in here to Fox Sports Radio that work their craft. It is a key card. That is correct. You've gotten that part
nice,
right.
Nice, Roberto.
This is easy.
Yes. Koopaloop, who do you think it is?
Tom Looney.
That's a great guess. That's the favorite. That's the overwhelming favorite.
That would be a good guess, but he did not work today.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Mm. Not Tom Looney. One of his 7,000 days off. Not Tom Looney.
he's got a good plan, whatever that plan is.
Yeah. Howard Stern vacation. 3 days a week. That's good. All right.
It's keeping our part-timers happy.
Yes. A lot of hours for the part-time staff. No, it's not Tom Looney. Who's your second guest? Roberto, would you like to guess?
Steve DeSager.
Steve DeSager. Fine
That's
guess.
That's a good guess. He did work
DeSager,
today.
We love DeSager.
No, he's much too careful.
Yeah,
he would never leave that
Very
behind.
Responsible young man.
So you'd lose on that. Eddie, would you like to guess, Eddie? One guess, Eddie. Who do you think it is?
Oh.
I'm holding it right here in my hands, right here. I'm holding it up. Roberto, am I holding
well,
it up?
Well, I know Jason Smith was not here, so I'm going to not.
Annie Zadarovich.
The Z-Dog, who used to work.
Michael Harmon.
Michael Harmon. No. All right, ready for the big reveal here, Eddie? I am looking at a key card with the photo. Whose photo is that, Roberto? Can you see whose photo that is?
I cannot see who it is.
All right, that is a photo of Eddie Garcia. Eddie, I am holding a key card with your photo on it. I don't think it's for here, but I think it might be for TV or something. But you might want that, Eddie, so... I've got it for you. I'm looking out for you,
Eddie,
buddy.
Are you missing something, Eddie?
Yep. Now that I look at it, yes, I am.
I believe the tape here, Eddie, broke, so you might want to get a new piece of tape there that was taping it together. So
Ben just saved your life, Eddie.
I don't think I saved his life. But a homeless guy would have loved it that lives out in the courtyard. He would have loved that. The guy.
I'm sure our security guard would have saw it and brought it to me immediately.
It's not a comic book, so he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for picking that up.
Yeah, I'm here for you. There you go. That ends our fun and games.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Can you lose your job because of a rule? Well, sure you can. They're called laws. People lose their jobs all the time because of laws. But in the game of football, Mike Zimmer became the latest coach to give his 10 cents, or in this case, maybe $1.50, on the new helmet rule. The Viking coach did not hold back. I don't know if you heard about this. You might have missed it because it was behind a paywall. But the good thing is that you don't have to pay for it because it's out there now. It's all over the place. Mike Zimmer, the Viking coach, saying it's going to cost some people some jobs, meaning the helmet tackling rule. Zimmer cringing, talking about the playoffs, jobs, the whole bit. Zimmer also commented on the conspiracy theory that the NFL will roll back the rule. This has been regurgitated, tossed out through the echo chamber that don't worry, and then this is something, you know, week two or week three, the NFL is going to have a powwow and they're going to decide, nope, we're good. We don't need this anymore. We're all right. We are okay. We're going to put the brakes on this. Zimmer said to that, the Viking coach said, no one has ever said to me, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to call it less or we'll get it straightened out in the regular season. Zimmer also opined, or we're going to come up with the revised rule. No one has ever said that. All right. So let's discuss. Now, let's go real world here. It's a lot of fun not to do real world stuff, but let's do real world. Will the helmet rule, the infamous, notorious helmet rule, actually cost a coach a job, which is what Mike Zimmer is clearly suggesting here? I am going to go no. I am going to vote no. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't like the rule. I think it's ridiculous, but it's good for radio, so in that respect, I like it. My thoughts on this, you've got planting the seed, mass hysteria, and the generational divide. And we will tie all this together. Now, the first thing here, number one, Mike Zimmer was clearly being overly dramatic to say that people are going to lose their jobs because of this. That is a sky is falling. Oh, my God, we're all going to die. You know, come on. Now, games are going to be lost. Clearly, games are going to be lost. There'll be high-profile games, the big late game on Fox, the Thursday night games, the Sunday night football games. There will be games that are influenced. The outcome is swayed. The pendulum swings in certain teams' favors, or favor, because of these calls. But my position is this. No coach who's not already on the hot seat is going to lose their job because of this. It's my belief that you're going to be fired either way. If you're going to get fired, you're going to get fired whether the rule change is there or the rule change is not there. And so really what Zimmer's doing here, it sounds like he's up to some of the various things here. The Viking coach is planting the seed. Like, hey, you know, if the Vikings aren't that good this year, they don't live up to expectations. Suddenly they break into pieces during the playoffs, and somehow there's a human torpedo that's wearing a purple jersey and takes out an offensive player, because that seems to be how most of these calls go. It's a defensive penalty. I haven't seen too much on the offensive side. So if that happens, and then the Vikings suddenly break into pieces during a playoff game, kind of like what they did against the Philadelphia Eagles with that spineless performance against Philadelphia, then, hey, this is why, right there. It's good to dodge the blame game, right? Put that out there to do the whole blame game thing. Point the finger at this dopey rule. Good, I like it. Now, the second thing here, Mike Zimmer's confessional was in lockstep with the vast majority of the NFL players and coaches that have been outspoken. To my knowledge, the only coach in the NFL that has said he doesn't really have a problem with this rule is who? Bill Belichick. Belichick popping up on the radio in Boston for his weekly appearance there. And he mentioned that he's not really concerned about it. Now, why is Belichick not worried when all these other coaches are worried? You have Mike Zimmer screaming that the building's on fire and people are going to lose their jobs over this. Why is Belichick not worried? He's not worried because he says he's never taught players to lead with their head. He said it's not effective. It's not an effective way to play defense in the NFL to tackle. And so, therefore, he's never coached that way, so he's not worried about it. He did say that clearly there will be moments where people in the heat of the moment have to make some very awkward decisions. He admitted that. But as far as Mike Zimmer's saying, what he said, you've got the grumbling, you've got the groaning, and there's this mass hysteria of what the future holds. So we're in week two, heading into week three now. So we're heading into week three of the NFL practice season. Not real games. We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice games. So we're in the eye of the storm right now. It's going to be fun to check this out, see how this all plays out. I grab some snacks. I recommend.
Maybe we're talking about practice.
Yeah, maybe some granola or something like that. I don't know. Enjoy the hissing and the bickering that's going to take place. Now, is the rule stupid? Yes, as I said, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. Does it need to be changed? Sure, at some point it'll be changed. Is that going to actually happen right now? No, it's not going to happen right now. Good leadership would shelve the rule till next season, and then can revisit it in 2019. Now, I recall years ago, I mentioned this earlier, I was moonlighting somewhere else, and I mentioned this, that the NBA had a controversy involving the basketball, and they had changed the basketball, and there was a big hullabaloo. People were very upset. Players were angry. Every time they missed a shot, it wasn't because they missed the shot, it was because of the basketball. They were convinced that it was the ball's fault. There were some kind of evil powers associated with the ball. And so David Stern, if I remember correctly, they put that on timeout, and they said, all right, we'll revisit it in the offseason, and we'll use the old basketball, and then that story went away. Do I think that's going to happen in the NFL? No, there's a 0% chance. The NFL doesn't do business that way. Now, the last thing here, the NFL and the people that are the guardians of the NFL, who are not doing a great job, but you've got this weird dichotomy taking place because you have got the lawyers and you have the generational divide that is taking place. Because the lawyers, as we talked about a lot last night and in the last couple of weeks, the lawyers are advising the NFL to avoid future legal just a nightmare, just the sky falling and the calamity and all that. So they would like to take the tackle as much as they can out of football. But it's a pernicious situation because of the fact that, you know, they start with the helmet rule, and that's the tip of the spear. And there'll be some more subtle changes. Once people get used to the helmet rule, there'll be some other changes that come in. Those also will not be embraced. And so this is the way it's going to go, and slowly and surely they're going to mold the game of football and try to take as much of the violence out of the game as they can. The generational divide, what do I mean by that? Here's the ugly truth. You've got retired NFL players, a number of them, hundreds if not thousands, who have signed on to class action lawsuits suing the NFL for causing head injuries. And they're getting paid. They're not getting a lot of money. Most of these guys aren't getting a lot of money, but they're getting some money, which is, you know, that's the American way, which is litigation. And then you've got current players who are saying, hey, we want the violence back in the sport. We know what we signed up for. What the hell, man? We want to hit people. And so these same ball players who I would predict in 15, 20 years from now, maybe not even that long, maybe in 10 years from now, the active player from today, they will be joining future class action lawsuits that will be filed by lawyers that passed the bar and are looking to get a little cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching from the trough of the NFL. So it's the old stuck between a rock and a hard place if you're the NFL, because you got the lawyers on one hand saying, hey, you got to do something here. You're going to kill your business because you're going to have to write all these checks for concussions. So you got to try to make it safer so you can at least cut down on your liability. And then you have the players who are saying, hey, what the hell, man? I want to hit people. I want to destroy people. So you've got this give and take, which is going on. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. The Ben Maller Show on Fox as we continue on. We say hello to Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie. Judas Garcia, who's right over there, hanging out.
Now, Ben, yes. We've got the big baseball game coming up on Friday.
That is correct. Friday night.
Now, as what? You know, some people have planned ahead, especially those that are traveling.
Most people don't.
No, most people do not. They wait till the last second. Yeah. I still get people asking, how do I get tickets? How do I get tickets?
That is the most frustrating part. The most frustrating part to me is that it's on all of our social media pages, like right at the top, and yet people can't figure it out. It's very frustrating.
Now, there is a Maller Militia section.
Yes.
If you want to sit in that section. You don't have to sit in that section. Yeah, but we do have one that a section that is section 207.
Is that it? I thought it was 209.
207.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I was giving out the wrong section.
Oh, no.
Well, I thought it was 207. Are you sure it's 207?
I'm on the website.
Oh, right you're now. Right. It's 207. Yeah.
But that's all okay.
Right. yeah. All right.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Because well, over in 209, they're right next door, they're going to have a lot of fun in 209.
Yeah. We need two sections anyway.
Sure.
It's fine. Yeah. So if you want to sit in that section, that's fine. If you don't have to sit there, you can kind of wander over. It's minor league baseball. I mean, it's not, you know, don't be thinking this is like a major league game where there's going to be all these rules and you're not going to be able to do it. You can wander around and you can mingle. Out. And yeah, it's going to be fine. But if you want to sit in that section, it's 207.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So if you can come out, if you can make it, and we'd love to meet you. It'd be a lot of fun there. And we'll be wandering around, I would assume, doing some shenanigans. We sung in the last minor league game. We got out there and sung.
Yeah, that was really awful.
We sang, I should say. I guess that's the way to do it. And there's going to be like a fireworks thing and 50-cent hot dogs, which I'm sure the militia will enjoy, and some cheap sodas and all that stuff. So, and cheap beer, too.
But that, I'm sure they'll enjoy that. Yeah.
So in Southern California,
certain listeners will very much enjoy that.
If you're geographically able to do it, go to my Twitter page. You don't even have to be on Twitter. You can just type twitter.com/Ben Maller, and there's a link right there. It's so simple. Blind Scott figured it out, and he's going to travel all the way from Boston to hang out with us, and we're going to have a good time. So there you go. And then the deadline to purchase is, the 24th. So you got three more days, and then that's it. So, which you actually probably should do like Thursday just to make sure. But anyway, all right, it's Ben Maller Show on Fox. We'll take your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, as we yap the night away here in the Maller Militia. Very active on social media. And Zach says, when the NBA changed the ball, was that the same year they made Space Jam? Get it? Yes, it was yes, Zach, it was the same exact year. Brian says, hey, Maller, you big dope. My T-ball Oakland A's are tied for first again. There you go. I'm still waiting for the Mariners, who you claim are better, to make their move. Don't you get tired of being wrong all the time. Listen. I have been to T-ball games where they played in better stadiums than the Oakland Athletics, so I don't think I'm wrong in that statement. I mean, I don't think I'm wrong in that,
Roberto,
at all.
Roberto, why are you laughing? That's your football team stadium as well.
Not for long, though.
That's why I'm laughing.
They're moving to Vegas, man. It's a dump. The stadium's a dump. No one wants to go there. The A's are the worst attended team outside of Florida. But listen, you hang on. I love that is so offensive.
I'm just
to the
tired of seeing the Raiders play on a freaking infield when I'm watching a football game.
Yeah,
it's a disgrace.
The only stadium left that's like that is in Oakland, so and there's no plan for an A's stadium, right? They're not going to get a new stadium. There's no every so often somebody says, "Well, we're going to build a stadium here, we're going to build a stadium there." It never happens. In my lifetime, there's been like five or six proposals. Nothing ever gets done. But listen, you'd be very happy, Brian. Your T-ball Oakland A's, right? There were four teams before the season. The players' union, the players' union, filed a complaint for not spending enough money. And one of those teams was the Oakland Athletics. And you support that team. That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to you. I don't know how do you sleep at night. It's embarrassing. All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to, let's see here, where shall we go? Let's go to Ed in Spokane, who's next on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Ben, what's up? I'm a big fan, long-time listener.
Yeah, how long have you been listening?
I love your show.
Well,
you're
thank
so
you.
Entertaining.
I appreciate that. I love your show, too. And how long have you been listening here? When you say a long time, Ed, is that like a week? Is that a month?
I've been listening for a while, but you're on so late, but I started downloading the podcast, and I listen to it when I'm at work. I cut grass. during the day.
Yeah, sure. Well, Coop does that too. I understand completely.
Oh,
yes.
Does he?
Yeah, he's done that for a long time. Absolutely.
My point is, he's smoking pot. Okay. So these other guys.
Are you off tonight, Ed? You're just enjoying life. You're living large.
No. I work. I deliver pizzas. Monday and Tuesday.
Okay. Are you? So I hope you're done. Are you done delivering pizzas now? You're done. Yeah.
Yes, I'm done. Yeah.
And you're enjoying yourself. A little nightcap, possibly. Maybe.
Yeah.
Sure. That's nothing wrong with that. You know.
Fun.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Have a good time, right? Yeah. Stressful day, right? You're working your ass off there delivering those pies. Did you get a big tip tonight?
No, it's pretty neat.
All right, thank you for that. Well, he was honest about it. I mean, you know, you ask a man a question, he gives you an answer. Oh, Coop, you're actually going to take that
come
out.
Come on, Coop.
Coop, you left him in last week. Why would you take him out now, Coop?
I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's fake news.
I was told there was
How many people told you that?
One person told
me. Okay, yeah, I don't think that's... Normally, when I leave it in there, I get a ton of messages from people. Oh, you left an F-bomb in the podcast. But
yeah.
I'm pretty sure I remember that day, and I specifically bleeped it out.
Okay. All right. That's what you say. Yeah. I got the message from someone.
I believe you, Coop.
Oh, yeah, sure you do. Look at Roberto.
Who was the message from? Nashville Danny?
We got a problem with Danny in Nashville? You got a problem?
I mean, he's an idiot that makes things up.
Who's the most annoying person that you have to talk to?
Oh man,
is it him?
It's a pretty like
certain caller from Cincinnati though.
It's a pretty dead heat between Nashville Danny and Justin in Cincinnati.
Yeah, interesting. Well, this is not a political show, but you are you're on the opposite side politically of those guys. Is that why they just like busting your balls, they're like chopping your?
You're fired.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe with Danny, but. Yeah.
Sure. Not with Justin.
Justin's just an annoying drunk.
Okay. Very well. Thank you for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And we bring in the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper.
Ben, at the end of last week, Marlins pitcher Jose Urrea, he revealed that he plans to appeal his 6-game suspension for plunking Roberto Acuna. Ben, do you think that his sentence will end up getting reduced?
He's got a very good chance of having it reduced, and this is going to drive people batty, and they're going to lose their mind, these hardcore baseball people. They're like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. This is a crime against humanity. Oh, the nightmare that this is. Stop. A couple of reasons. A, Roberto Acuna, the Atlanta Brave player, he was not injured on the play. He was back in the lineup the next day. This actually works in favor of Jose Urrea, the pitcher. The main defense is that Major League Baseball cannot prove intent, right? How do you prove someone's intent? You can say you think that was intentional, but it's a he said situation. The Atlanta Braves are like, oh, this is intentional and all this. The Marlins denied everything. Don Mattingly all the way down said, no, it's just, we did not do this intentionally. And even though I think it happened intentionally, how do you prove intent? And B, Joe Torre, I'm pretty confident that Joe Torre is going to be one of the people reviewing this. And I'd like to think that Joe Torre's got a little old school blood in him. And Major League Baseball, they still like these grievances on the field to be settled on the field. Right? That's one of these things that must be pointed out, right? So baseball, they do this for optics, these suspensions for optics. And if baseball really wanted to stop the bench-clearing brawls and the beanball situations in baseball, then they would just suspend anyone for a month that leaves the dugout during an altercation. And any pitcher that hits a batter and they deem the intent was intentional, that pitcher would then be suspended for 2 months. That they aren't going to do that, right? So remember the NBA years ago, they put the rule in where no one could leave the bench, and if you leave the bench, you get a suspension. Well, in baseball, there's a conga line coming out of the bullpens of guys ready to stand around and pretend like they're tough guys. In the court of public opinion, Urrea, the Marlin pitcher, he's facing like a tribunal from the Pussy Willows. They're so upset with him. But in the court of baseball, the hardcore baseball people are like, yeah, it's not really that big a deal. This stuff happens all the time. All right, next.
Been a CBS polling of 20% of the head football coaches in the NCAA asked who they thought the most overrated coaches in the game were. Now, FSU's Willie Taggart was named alongside Penn State's James Franklin. Ben, who do you have in your top two positions?
Yeah, I mentioned this yesterday. Now, the most overrated coaches, I'm not going to go with James Franklin of Penn State or Willie Taggart, because I don't think people are overrating Willie Taggart. I think they're like, wow, he got the Florida State job. Wow, I'm shocked by that. The overrated coach, to be overrated, you have to be not as good as people think you are. And to me, that means you have to, your record has to be terrible or not as good as people think. I got two names. I got Jim Harbaugh, which is the obvious one at Michigan. The other name I'm going to give you is a little more off the grid. Cliff Kingsbury, the quarterback, a former quarterback at Texas Tech, who's now the head coach at Texas Tech. And these two guys. Now, Jim Harbaugh's obvious. Great soundbite. In Michigan, he's been fraudulent in big games. That's the reality. The Wolverines are 1-5 against the Ohio State and Michigan State. That is a feeble record. It's a fireable offense, but he's the chosen one. He's come back to save Michigan, and so he continues on, and people think he's great and wonderful and all that, but he's 1-5 against Ohio State and Michigan State, Jim Harbaugh. Cliff Kingsbury is another one. He's gotten a lot of hype as an up-and-coming star in the coaching ranks at Texas Tech. The media loves him. He's like at the reality show, Good Looks and all that. He should be on The Bachelor. I think he was on one reality show. He's got the Ken doll type of looks and all that, but he's under 500 at Texas Tech, and against the big teams that Texas Tech plays as a Big 12 team, Texas, TCU, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State, he's 3-9. So he's like really bad against big opponents, and I don't know if he can coach his way out of a paper bag, but he looks good. He's got the pretty boy look, so he gets a lot of hype, so he's overrated in my book. All right, next.
Now, there was a report floating around over the weekend that Paxton Lynch was, quote, really upset about his demotion. Real earth-shattering stuff there, Ben.
Yes.
Now, aside from the FSR cleansing back in the day, what was one of the
mass execution that took place.
Yes. Yeah. What was the biggest bummer moment of your radio career?
Well, not anything specifically in radio, but I have mentioned, very rarely have I mentioned, that I did have an incident about a decade ago. I was up for a job at TMZ, and I would have been one of the people running the TMZ sports department. I met in Harvey Levin's office with executives at TMZ, and it was going to be a wonderful job. They decided at the last minute they weren't quite ready to start TMZ sports. It was during the Tiger Woods scandal back right after that. And so I was under the assumption that I was going to get this amazing job and I was going to be like a seedy gossip guy. It was going to be awesome. I was so excited about it. And then they held off on it. They didn't launch when they were supposed to launch. And by the time they launched, I had gotten my job back here at Fox Sports Radio. And so it didn't work out. But I was this close to being a seedy gossip guy at TMZ, and it did not happen. So there it is. Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Ben, you pass this edition.
That is a winner! We'll press on. Time now for the Insta Trivia. We'll try to give out a winning pick. We might not have enough time for that. We'll maybe do it later. Here's the Insta Trivia. J.A. Happ is now 4-0 with an ERA of 2.22 in his first four starts with the Bronx Bombers. Happ is the first pitcher to win his first four starts with the Yankees since blank. That's the Insta Trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. It is time now for another edition of Maller's Mountain of Money. I'm told this is the Robert Plant edition. So we'll get to that coming up here momentarily. We got our contestants lined up. Let's meet them right now. First of all, from deep in the heart of Texas, we say hello to the notorious Chris in Houston. He's entering the podcast realm, and he's still calling our show. Hello, Chris.
What's going on, Ben? How are we doing today? I know you're not doing well, but the Dodgers blew it out. My Astros did too. So
could be worse. Cares. Could be an Astro fan. Yeah, could be.
Hey, I'd love to be an Astro fan. Well, champ.
You didn't outscore the team in the World Series. Normally, you have to outscore
it
the team.
It doesn't matter
in the World
who has the trophy. Get your trophy. No, you don't have one.
The Dodgers would have taken better care of it than the Astros did. A bunch of hoodlums. Bunch of thugs on the Astros destroying the World Series trophy. Bunch of punks.
Hey. All right, gentlemen.
What? Oh, okay. All right, you want to play, Chris?
Yes, let's go.
All right, hold on. And Jacob in Delaware. Hello, Jacob.
How we doing, man?
Welcome in. Are you gambling up the wazoo there in Delaware?
Not yet, but maybe later on when the season starts.
I got you. You're waiting for the NFL. That's where the real action is. All right, Jacob, what do you do for a living, sir?
I drive a bread truck.
Bread truck Jacob. Very cool. Hold on a sec. And we have Chris at the market in Houston. Chris, who would you like to partner up with, Chris?
Let's go with Eddie.
Put down, just like the Astros lost, I'm going to put a loss down there for you.
The champs.
And, that is, you're going down there. And Jacob, who would you like to partner up with, Jacob?
I'm going to play with Roberto. I've been feeling sorry for him last
All time. Right. Oh, Roberto. Wow. Good. There you go. All right, Roberto, and that'll be a disaster. All right, hold on. Everyone, hold on. We're going to have Maller's Mountain of Money. We will get to that. We'll do it next. All right, let's get to it here. It's Maller's Mountain of Money. Chris and Eddie and Jacob, who clearly does not listen to the show, picking Roberto. Good luck here, gentlemen. And Koopaloop, what are the categories? These guys have to pick the categories.
All right, as Ben said, it is the Robert Plant edition. He turned 70 years old yesterday.
Wow.
Yes, and the categories are as follows: Dazed and Confused, Good Times, Bad Times, When the Levee Breaks, and Going to California. Chris, you are on first. What category would you like?
Good Times and Bad Times.
All right, and Jacob, what category for you?
Going to California.
All right, so Chris, you'll be starting off with Eddie. Good Times, Bad Times. These athletes have fallen far from their heights just a few years ago. You have 45 seconds on the clock. I need first and last name. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
All right, begin.
Star running back with the Vikings. He just signed with the Redskins.
Adrian Peterson.
Former Dallas star wide receiver. He's supposed to sign with the Cleveland Browns. Former Celtic star. He's been bouncing around lately. Cavaliers, Lakers. Was really good, but had some injury issues.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yes. Detroit slugger. He was the last Triple Crown winner for the Tigers.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yes. NBA player. First name starts with the last letter of the alphabet. Played with the Grizzlies and now is with the Sacramento Kings. We'll pass. Mets outfielder from Cuba, often injured. He's injured right now. Yes. Former Bull. His dad was a pro tennis player. He won national titles in college basketball.
Joe Kim
Florida. Yes.
Yeah, got it in. All right. 280.
Nice. I missed one.
You didn't get Zach Randolph.
Zach Randolph.
I don't know that I would have given that to you anyway.
That's a better clue, man. Yeah.
Why? What did I say?
Come on now.
You could have picked me. I would have given better clues.
He was a letter in his name.
What's that?
No, I didn't.
He said his name starts the last letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's...
What's wrong with that?
I mean, you're like basically spelling it for him.
Yeah, that's pretty much. You know, he still didn't get it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He didn't get it anyway. Right. 280 points.
Good job, Chris.
All right, the game's already over. That's it. Congratulations, Jacob, Eddie. You won the game.
Jacob and Roberto.
Now the fun begins here.
Let's do it.
Your category is going to California. These athletes headed to California in free agency. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
Former Cavalier just signed with the Lakers.
LeBron James.
The Diesel, Superman. Former Orlando Magic.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Former Cardinal first baseman. Plays with the Angels.
Albert.
Mr. October.
Reggie Jackson.
Yeah. This quarterback was terrible for the Raiders in the Super Bowl. He was the MVP that year.
Rick Cannon.
Wow.
Whoa. 1988, won the World Series for the Dodgers.
Kirk Gibson.
Whoa!
And this guy is...
Come on.
Jamal Wilkes.
You can't give the answer. You're supposed to get them to give the answer. Oh,
yeah, I couldn't.
I feel bad for you, man.
Well, it's actually a close matchup. That's 240 points.
Yeah.
For Roberto and Jacob, you guys are trailing, so you'll be going again now.
Chris, how does that feel, Chris? All right, you're only up by 40, and you could be down real quick. All right, what are you gonna pick here,
Jacob? Dazed and Confused, or When the Levee Breaks?
When the levee breaks.
All right, when the levee breaks, these athletes are all from New Orleans. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
Older brother of Eli Manning, former Bronco.
Cole. Hey, Manning.
I don't think you can say that. No, you can't. You get his name.
Receiver of the New York Giants. Yes, former Colt, St. Louis Ram running back.
Former Colt, Marshall Faulk.
Yeah, former Portland Trailblazer, Houston Rocket, played at University of Houston.
Clyde Drexler.
The Honey Badger.
Tyron Matthew.
Point guard won the championship with the San Antonio Spurs, 1999.
That's a long time ago. All right, so you got
not bad.
Yeah, you missed Avery Johnson. Yep, but you have 390 points.
I don't know about Peyton Manning. You said the last name Manning. So.
I didn't give him points.
Okay,
for that.
I didn't get credit for that. Yeah.
All right, Chris, we're trailing. You gotta come up big. Here we go.
All right, you have Dazed and Confused. These NFL players have been diagnosed with CTE or likely CTE. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
Former Packers star quarterback. He showed a reporter his junk.
Brett Favre.
Former New England tight end killed the guy, then killed himself.
Aaron Hernandez.
Former San Diego linebacker Samoan guy committed suicide.
Junior Seau.
Former Browns and Ravens running back won a Super Bowl in Baltimore. He played at the University.
Jamal Lewis.
Yes. Uh-huh. 49ers wide receiver famous for the catch. Just passed away recently.
No, don't worry about
All right,
that.
Former Cowboy star running back before Emmitt Smith. He won Heisman at Pitt.
That was Herschel Walker.
No. Ooh. Before him. 33.
Oh, my.
Who cares?
All right. Old school New York Giants running back. He went on to be play-by-play for Monday Night Football.
Oh, yes! Roberto wins!
Yes!
Yes! 380!
Oh, my God. Chris choked.
A 10-point win.
Oh, my God.
Chris, did you think you were leading and you kind of threw it away there at the end?
Oh, my God.
Clutch,
Chris,
baby. Chris, the clutch. Unbelievable.
Why did you guess Tony Dorsett? Did you think you were winning?
Tony Dorsett. I couldn't think of that.
You're a loser, Chris. You lost. You're a loser. Wow, Chris and Houston.
Loser like the Astros.
All right.
By the way, Jacob, great job with
job,
minimal
Jacob.
Clues. You are the man.
That's because I gave great clues. That's why.
Spurs guard.
All right. Get it going. 1999. Spurs,
Hey, who won?
Peyton Manning. Eli Manning's brother. All right. Well, you win a golden ticket, Jacob. Congratulations. There you go. Now, my favorite moment.
Great clues.
The clue that really summed up Maller's amount of money was when you had nothing to say
and
you
just
yelled
Jamal
out Jamal Wilkes. Yeah. Yes. Which is a bold strategy that has never been done before
that's
in the
true.
Game.
Historic.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.